the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Judge's Cave. It's a big collection of rocks on top of a mountain that some people hid in. You'll enjoy it. It's a trip for the entire family. Check them out at judges.cavesomewhere.com. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the cave-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Well, hello, darlings.
And wait, before you answer, I'm also joined from the state of Connecticut, where the aforementioned Judge's Caves is actually at. A witness to the majesty of the Judge's Cave, Stephen from Wisconsin.
Greetings.
Greetings, Stephen. So there you go. We are late today because we went and saw Judge's Cave.
Yes. Stephen, can I have some of that pot you've got over there? Because I think
pot?
So I can mellow out some too, you know?
I'm just saying, we went and saw Judge's Cave. It was a historic cave. And by cave, we basically mean some rocks.
Yes.
Because when I think of cave, right, I'm a child of television, right? So when I think of cave, I want to think of like Tom Sawyer's Island, you know, with caves that you go running through. And then later at Disney World, where I'd go running through, you know, they're caves. They're dark, evil caves. This was just like three big rocks with like a little wedgie area in between.
You know, we have caves here.
And I clearly announced at the beginning of the show from the cave-free state of Arkansas.
You know,
what happened to your lower third, by the way?
I don't know. I worked so hard on that lower third as well. You know, I wasn't, you know, apparently if you go into the cameraman module, it deletes your lower third.
Wait, well,
I didn't.
You go.
I don't know. But anyway, I wasn't listening to you. And so I didn't even hear that you said cave-free state of Arkansas.
You were there mocking me. You were trying to throw me off during the intro. I saw you there trying to mock me.
Actually incorrect, because Arkansas has lots of caves. We are in the Ozarks up here in northwest Arkansas.
You have many caves and many teeth amongst
lots of gaping openings we have.
Lots of gaping maws.
Right.
None of them, which, by the way, are a portal to the weekend. I'd just like to say that we are indeed broadcasting live on Pride48.com. We are also streaming on Google Plus. If you would like to catch the video of this program, you can do it so there. You can also go back to our website. I think it's later. When we post the episode, we also do post the video with it, although not in podcast form. And we are joined in a chat room by the sexiest group of people ever in the history of the world. Let's just say who's in the chat room right at this moment, shall we?
Okay.
It looks like Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone is here. It looks like Chad is here. It looks like Paul from Paul's podcast is here. It looks like Sasha von Fuckmeyer is here and waiting for Adam.
Now, you knew three of them, and the other two you did not know who. So
I suspect who Sasha von Fuckmeyer is. I'm not entirely sure who waiting for Adam is.
Someone who's waiting for Adam, apparently. You know, you're going to be waiting a long ass time.
Why? Does it take you that long to come? I was trying to like edit that as it was coming out of my mouth, and you know, it was just like, well, at this point, I just gotta
come.
Right? I just gotta be finished.
Yeah,
right?
Well, sometimes.
All right, so there you go.
Finish.
I would be right. Sasha von Fuckmeyer is, in fact, I do know who that is. That is everybody's favorite mythical auntie. And no, Adam is mean. I did not forget you. You are Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone.
Right. So, did you guys have a good time at the cave?
Here's the thing, all right? So, we do this little dog and pony show here on Sundays at 4 o'clock in the Eastern time, the only time zone that matters. And so, Stephen comes down on Sunday when he's going to be here. Stephen comes down, we go to lunch. And so, where did we go to?
O'Toole's.
O'Toole's Irish Pub today.
I was going to say, it was somewhere with beer, because the picture that you posted on Google Plus was just a picture of a beer. And as
you, sir, are a horrible Southerner. That was a picture of iced tea.
Oh, it looked like. Did it have ice in it?
Yes.
For some reason, it struck me as beer. I don't know why. But anyway,
Oh, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Gary in Albuquerque and Good Humor Penguin are also in the chat room. They just slid down to the bottom into the idler section. I didn't see them. So sorry about that. Hi, Gary in Albuquerque, and hello, the Good Humor Penguin. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So, no, it was a picture of iced tea that we posted from... O'Toole's, which is an authentic Irish pub. We know that because the waiter, when we were done, said, cheers, thanks a lot.
Oh, in an Irish accent?
It wasn't an accent. It was his actual voice.
Yes, he was Irish.
Oh, he was Irish. Okay.
Yes.
I believe he still is. I don't think he died. I believe he still is Irish at this very moment.
Oh, well, that's good.
Right. I had a roast pork with brown gravy and mixed veggies, and you had...
The Irish stew. It was really, really good.
The Irish stew. I did not go for the Irish stew because it has mashed potatoes piped in on it.
You know, he could, if he was trying to hit on you guys, he could have asked you, you know, I'm 100% Irish. Do you guys have any Irish in you? And then, you know, you'd be like, no, we don't really. Well, would you like to have some Irish in you?
Really? So all of those events would have to happen in order for that to successfully
exactly.
work?
You have right. to set it
At
up.
At any point in time, we could have. No, I'll tell you what makes the O'Toole's Irish pub here in New Haven, Connecticut, so nice is that it overlooks a courtyard of a bike store. You know, like a cycling shop, like a mountain bike shop. And there's just all these little hot Yale boys out there like riding bikes and like testing them out in their little biking shorts and stuff. So it's very nice. I highly suggest eating at O'Toole's and watching the Yale boys on their bikes.
So I was going to say, so you can look at the bikes that you're not going to be riding yourself, but you went a completely different direction than I did.
Right. Now, you know, I want a bike and I cannot, you know, Robert would never do it. Stephen would never do it. So it would just be, I would have my bike by myself. I would have no one to go biking with.
For some reason, I got it in my head that Steven does ride a bike, but maybe all those times that he was posting things about going, delivering, or whatever he was doing, he was actually in that car that I forgot that he owns and not a bike. I don't know why. I got it in my head that Steven's just riding this bike around Wisconsin.
Right. So in the chat room, they're asking, how does one watch the video and keep the chat open? What you would do is you would right click on the video link and say open in a new tab. And then, you know, then separate the two windows and basically make the video window small and the chat room window small. Because I'm assuming you're doing it from a laptop based on who was asking. That's all I'm saying. Or you could pull out, like, let's say you happen to have an Android tablet laying around. You could watch the video on that and then use the chat room on your PC.
So when you come visit me, because I know you're all planning on coming to Arkansas.
Because no, you know how expensive it is to fly to Arkansas.
It is a destination. Let me tell you, I can take you to some real caves because we have indeed, we have the kind of caves that have you have to go in an elevator down.
Yes.
Or they have stairs. You know.
I'm sorry. I believe those are called mines.
No.
I think people die in them.
It's a cave. This one I'm thinking of. We have more than one, but and they have they've poured concrete sidewalks, and you can take a 1, 2, 3 mile. It depends on how long you want to go, and they're lit up, and they're lit up really pretty, and the stalactites and the stalagmites and all that are lit. And at Christmas, one of them has caroling in the caves. Which I know you and Stephen would both love that.
We would love that. Yes,
you would really go for the religious music, I'm sure, at Christmas time. But my aunt actually sings "Oh Holy Night," I believe, she does that during that event.
Does she sing the Cartman version of that? Oh Holy Night.
I think she sings her own version. It's probably some kind of bluegrass version because they're over there in the bluegrass area.
You know, I don't believe I've ever heard a bluegrass version. Now you have sent me off to the internet to try to find that. So was I done with my story? The point is I wanted a bike. I still want a bike. I got to figure out how to work it.
How to work a bike?
No, I mean how to work getting a bike. Because Robert will never let me keep it in the apartment. Right. So I couldn't like keep it inside when I'm not using. You got to remember, I live here now in the frozen Northeast United States. So even though it is lovely and a tad warm outside right now, there will be at least, 9.5 months where I just won't be able to walk out the door. I will turn to ice as soon as I step foot out the door. So that means for 9.5 months out of the year, I have to have somewhere to store the bike.
Just buy snow chains for the bike.
But that's the point is I'm not going to ride it to work. It's too far for me to ride the bike to work. I work like 30 miles away from where I live. So I can't bike every morning to work. Well, I guess I could if I wanted to take 3 hours to bike up there and then 3 hours to bike back.
Or even better, I like take a skis and just mount them onto the wheels somehow. And I can see a cartoon like a Scooby-Doo episode Totally. Like, you know, the skis on the bike. You could get to work very quickly.
And I would have made it to work on time if it weren't for you damn kids.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, my first story, were you done?
Almost. There you go. There's some bluegrass Christmas
music. You know, you laugh at that, but yes. My aunt and my uncle are very big in the bluegrass scene over in Mountain View, Arkansas. And
that's maybe a friend of theirs.
It may be. And I've been to parties at their house where there were people playing spoons, washboard,
so
blowing
jealous.
On a jug. I am not even kidding.
Now, Steven says, why are you jealous of that?
Oh, I love bluegrass. I one of my favorite things in iTunes is... Well, any music MP3 providing device, but to go on and find all the bluegrass covers of popular music.
Yes,
I have plenty of those.
So you have the Gin and Juice bluegrass cover.
All the ones I look for are picking on the Beatles or picking on the Offspring.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
We got several Offspring songs.
Because, we play that in one of our music theory classes in school was the Gin and Juice. But no, that's neither here nor there. So, no, I was going to say, you know, Stephen, when we were in Los Angeles together, yes. In that horrible gang area right there next to the Mattel World headquarters, we could have probably found people playing with spoons.
Yeah, I haven't learned to play the spoons myself, but...
Adam totally didn't get that, did he? Sorry.
I apologize. I was a little distracted last week, and this is not one of my stories, but last week I locked Katie out of here when I was recording.
So much drama in LBC. It's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up funky ass shit nearly every single day. And can I kick a little something for the G's? And make a few friends as a breeze through. Don't you know it's 2 a.m. and our party's still jumping? That would be the bluegrass version of Gin and Juice.
That, there's no that. Spoons in that. I didn't hear a
anything. I heard car keys in that.
There was no. So, no, I was saying I was a little distracted because I forgot to shut the door just now and Katie waltzed in. But last week...
Wait, she walked into the gym?
Yes, she waltzed into the gym. So,
was she going to work out? Yeah, she was on her way to that workout machine back there.
She does the arthritic, you know, that class they do for the old people. But last week, I think I mentioned I had made the green bean bundles for the 4th of July thing. That I went to. Mm-hmm. I know I mentioned it on the show, but anyway, no one will remember my stories. So Katie, it helps if we put something a little bit tasty on her food to make her eat because her gums hurt and whatever. So the drippings from that had been sitting around for a couple of days and I thought, she's a dog. No big deal. Right. So I put some of these drippings on her food on Saturday and she ate and everything and didn't think anything of it. Well, last week when we were recording, I had left the door shut and she was scratching on the door at one point. And I just thought, she'll go away. When I left the room from recording, I had 3 piles of dog diarrhea.
Aww.
It was horrible. And I felt so bad because she never has accidents and it was completely my fault. But I had to go out and buy like 3 different kinds of cleaners to get that shit literally up off the floor.
Well, you deserve it. You're a horrible dog tender.
She really liked the taste of it.
No.
Not the taste of the shit. The taste of the green beet, the bacon fat stuff. But apparently it had gone bad. So anyway, this is just, I don't even know why I put this on the list, but I'm just going to quickly just steam through this one.
Thank God.
I was in the bathroom at work. And first of all, I wanted to run this by everyone. Do people feel like it's appropriate to fart in the bathroom at work at the urinals? Because where else are you going to do it, first of all? I mean, you're not going to do it at your desk.
Outside.
So... Every time you got to go outside, like I'm in a building, like a huge, like I don't know how many thousand feet, but
millions of square feet.
We have thousands of people in my building.
All of a sudden, it's like so, I'm like an extra from Outbreak here or something. I don't know what this is all of. This the lighting here is kind of weird. Go ahead.
People will fart, and you know it's kind of gross, but I just give them a pass because you're in the bathroom, which is where you should be farting, not like at your desk or anywhere else.
Well, it depends. But, is it a silent fart?
No, they're loud ones.
You know, sometimes those silent farts, they're going to come out, and you don't have time to go. You'll find this when you get older. You don't have time to go anywhere else. You just got to go with it.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Cough. I mean, if it's going to make noise, cough.
Is that for a, like, as you're getting older, as a bottom? Like, you can't hold them in long enough to go somewhere else, or what?
What does that have to do with anything?
You said you can't hold them.
That's just age, honey.
You get loose. Anyway.
They just become more aggressive.
Then they just all seep out all throughout the day. But, right. So... I was at the urinal and I had to do that. So I went ahead and did it, and it was kind of loud. And then I turned my head and my manager is like two urinals down from me, like my senior manager. And for some reason that made it so much more embarrassing. Of course,
now, do you think he's going to actually remember that you...
You know, I'm thinking...
Isn't that just normal? You're going into the bathroom, you're kind of expecting people to be farting.
Well, maybe, but I don't know. It's like, I'm expecting, you know, I'm going to go in my mid-year eval in August, September, and he's going to go, you know, I was going to promote you except for that fart you let out, you know, in the urinal next to me.
I would be paying you $20,000 a year more were it not for the fact that you farted in the... there's nothing I can do. I'm going to be an extra from Outbreak.
Why
today.
Are you so worried?
It just struck me as like, my God, I look clammy and white all of a sudden.
I will say, when we started this and I said,
I'll
hey.
I'll just do it this way. I'm in the orange world now.
When we started this and I said, hey, let's go ahead and broadcast some video as well so people can see us. You were like, this is an audio podcast. I don't care anything about video, blah, 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 blah. And from the time that we started, you've been setting scenes behind you and like checking
you see
your lighting.
Scenes? Do you see any scenes behind? There are no scenes behind
you. You've got the Murloc position just right. So it's to the side of you. You position stuffed animals for Steven. I mean, come on.
Adding visual interest.
It's going to be
to the scene.
You know, next time I'm going to come in and you're going to have like neon lights behind you, and you're going to be wearing you'll be wearing you could borrow a boa from Donna Sugars, you know, and I mean, right. Just really. Wow. Anyway, so that was it. I just, you know, I was totally, if it hadn't been my manager, like I wouldn't have really thought anything. Now, unless it was a cute guy, I would not fart next to a cute guy.
Now, I'm sorry. I know that on a prior show, I accused you of orchism or some. Anyway.
Orchism?
I don't even remember the ism that I accused you of, but it was sexual attraction to fish is what it basically boiled down to. But the there are some guys that are into farting. Like, that's a
okay.
thing.
Okay, but yeah, let's not go there.
Give me 5 minutes. I'll find it on Craigslist for you.
No, we really don't. We don't need
to. I used to be an adventurer like you, and I took an arrow in the knee.
I didn't mean to kill the show. No, go move the show forward. So
well,
farting.
You know,
trying
to figure out how to segue from farting to anything else.
Anything. Well, I got it. So is this episode 48?
This is episode 48.
All right, so I got to move this over here so that I can start ticking off what we've done. No, I don't want to do that. No, Trello has failed me. So here's the thing. So let's see. I'll segue here. I'm really good at segueing here. So, you know, one of the things that's really, you know, what it is, the reason that you get embarrassed about it is because you're kind of worried about what people think. It's kind of like when you're dating someone and they like decide to take that next step, and then you're kind of worried about what they might think.
Oh, look at that. Well, you know, speaking of taking the next step.
Really?
Yeah.
What an amazing segue.
In a relationship, this is a really quick update. It's not going to take long at all. But I know that everyone is curious about this, the stages of my relationship.
We are. In fact, we have a big production number that we like to do called The Stages of Adam's Relationship.
Yes. So, and I know everyone waits.
We're still working on that.
With bated breath.
still. Wait.
Okay, you have a...
It's the stages of Adam's relationships.
relationship updates, relationship scandals, and gossip.
And the intro took longer than the actual update was going to take, but...
You know what? No, go ahead. Give us your update.
So the update is, he spent the night this weekend, and he brought over another toiletry item. He brought over hair putty. And the hair that comes in the jar and you spike your hair with it or whatever, like hair gel, basically. But anyway,
right.
He brought that over. And gel. I thought, oh, he probably just brought it to fix his hair tomorrow and then he'll take it back home with him. No, when he went to fix his hair, he said, now I've got a toothbrush and hair putty. Is there like a drawer or something that I could put my stuff in or whatever? So now he has a drawer. That's it.
This has been the Stages of Adam's Relationship. Starring Adam Burns as a neurotic young man and Mittens as Mittens.
Okay, excellent.
Yes, he only ever played. Now, I don't know what you have for this section, so if you have anything else, feel free to interject in between.
I do, and I have a lot of things. Thank you very much for asking. I haven't really done a lot this week. I've been doing a lot of work this week, so I haven't done. I still haven't seen everything there is to see up here. If that makes any sense.
You mean so, after being there for a whole 6 months, you haven't seen everything there is? Because
right. No, I'm saying down here in New Haven. So I keep doing a little bit of exploring, a little bit more exploring every day. So this is what I have to live with. Right? Is I don't know that I've mentioned this on the show or not before, but Robert's parents are from Oklahoma. And New Haven, Connecticut is about as polar opposite from Norman, Oklahoma as you could possibly get. And so they were here visiting a few weeks ago, and that was a horrible week of my life. But then they left. They left. But unfortunately, Robert has adopted now his mother's attitude towards it. He told me, "I there's a Stop and Shop, which is our local, grocery store chain. So there's a Stop and Shop not more than a half mile from here, maybe a mile.
Is that kind of like a come and go?
Yes, maybe a mile from here. And so I was, I just found on Google Maps, there's a Stop and Shop near here. I'm going to go to the Stop and Shop. And Robert was like, let me see where that's at on the map. And I showed him where I'm going. He's like, that's a really bad area. You need to be really careful over there. That's like, I'm serious. That's like where all the shootings are. And that's a really bad area. You should be there. You should be careful going over there. So, all I could see was the Google Map. So I go over there and it's the Stop and Shop is next door to the Courtyard by Marriott. It's across the street from the Yale bookstore and the Jeans West and all these really high end clothing stores. It's on the campus of Yale. And it's just really, this is the bad area that I'm supposed to be scared about. It's driving me nuts.
So what, when they rob you, do they offer you some tea and scones while you wait, or
apparently?
Excuse me, sir.
Stop right there! I'm going to steal your stuff right now. The thing is this is what I don't understand. All right, so crime happens, right, and shootings happen, and things happen like that, but they don't happen in the middle of the day. And most of these things do not, statistically, don't happen to complete strangers. It's not like you're just walking down the street and you get your head shot off. It's like usually the shootings that happen in the middle of the night are bad drug deals or things that where they know the people. These are not like, I'm walking down the street at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm going to get shot.
So are you saying just, that thieves are good at scheduling or?
Saying why would they, it's also 3 blocks from a police station. So what the hell? It's just, all I'm trying to say is that crime is not. I'm not saying that crime doesn't exist. I'm just saying that when did we all become so fucking scared of our own shadows? It's just, they're just people. Are we better than them or we're just people? Just because they're poor doesn't mean that they're criminals.
I think I'm overly unafraid in situations. I seriously think that someday somebody's going to kick the shit out of me because I'm going to get all red, as Maddie used to say, I'm going to get all redneck up on them. But I'm not going to be able to follow through, probably.
Right now, Gravitas in the chat room is asking me if I check in on Foursquare at the Stop and Shop. No, I do not. I don't use the Foursquare.
You know, that's I've recently started Foursquare and I hate it, but I'm so competitive. I'm so competitive that now I want to check in everywhere I go. I'm like checking in at the urinal and everything else to try to get more.
Then use Google Plus. Use the new Google Plus local, and if you check in there, you get points. And no one else is using it, so you'll immediately be at the top of the list.
Why? Because I want to beat Mark. I want to get more points than him.
You'll never get more points than Mittens.
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Mittens is the point whisperer.
And, you know, we had a really sickeningly, like, someone mentioned throwing up in their mouths a little in the chat room a second ago. One of those moments where he goes, hey, now that you've got yours linked to Twitter, I'll check in. And then when you check in at the same place, it'll say Adam checked in with Mark.
My cat's name is Mittens. So,
yeah. Yes. So what happened?
No, we did it. But I was just saying that was one of those sickeningly, you know, romantic, sweet things that you'll do. You know, hey, if we check out on Foursquare together, it'll say, anyway, wah, wah. There we go.
No one else is using the Google Plus. Excellent.
So I don't want to, are you done with, this is my,
Just tell me, because I don't understand this. I don't listen to that show, so I don't know. What about, so you wrote here on Trello that Cocktails and Cream Puffs was canceled.
No.
Oh,
that is supposed to be next week.
And then you wrote right after it. Next episode, please skip.
Yeah, I've got. There's some production value that's going to go on with that, and I didn't have time.
Okay.
So,
excellent.
But above it,
excellent. Yes.
So Mark and I, we hung out again this weekend, and we decided to go bowling. And yes. I have a couple of things to say about that. First of all, I'm a very competitive person, and I'm not a good bowler. I mean, I'm not a really good bowler, but most people aren't good bowlers. I mean, you know.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because today when we were at the Irish pub, they had bowling on TV, and I was telling Stephen, you could be a professional bowler, because we're trying to find Stephen something to do here. So I was like, you can be a professional bowler, and he was just, anyway, it led me to believe that this whole, there's no real, all you have to do to be a competitive bowler, to be a really good bowler, you just have to have a lot of time. Really? I mean, is there any kind of born, like when the baby like is 3 years old, you go, oh, he's a natural born bowler. And it's like, is there some natural, like, you know, thing? There's people in wheelchairs that bowl competitively. It's like, it's right. Not that difficult. It really is just hand-eye coordination. It's like, as long as you can walk or roll your wheelchair and chew gum at the same time, you could be a professional bowler if you had the time to practice.
I think one thing that you need to be a really good bowler is strong wrists. And I don't know exactly how you exercise wrists particularly, but if you have...
I do.
Well, we can give you some ideas.
You would think I'd be a really good bowler then. I mean, seriously. But
yes.
Mm-hmm. So we started bowling, and I told him, it's no big deal. I'm not a good bowler, you know, whatever, because he was worried, because he's not either. And it's always good for me until the other person starts winning. So the first hour, I was beating him like every, and not by, you know, I mean, I'm a like between 80 and 140, and I'm very inconsistent. So I'm a horrible bowler. I mean, anyway, doesn't matter.
Ooh.
But I was beating him. And so everything was fine. It was going great. You know, I was like, oh, let's buy another hour. Well, on a side note, when did the fucking price of bowling, now you have to be, it was $22 for an hour.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a phone call ringing over here, Stephen. Adam. Just see what that is. Hello?
Okay, guys, I'm actually listening to you. This is George in Atlanta. And it's Sunday. I'm listening to you. And apparently Ernest Borgnine has just died. Oh, my God. I hope I'm the first.
Right. Wow. So that was a phone call. He's listening to us right now.
That was from last week.
He's listening to us right now, right. And he's called in order to tell us that Ernest Borgnine has died. Wow. Congratulations, George. There you go. $5 added to the pot and your name thrown into the big drawing extravaganza, which has got to be up to like at least $73.42 by now.
So, yeah, thank you, George. I appreciate that. And I'm sorry.
You know, $73.42, by the way, is exactly what it cost to bowl.
Wait, how do you know exactly how much it went up to?
I'm making up a number, but I'm trying to get you back on track with your story where I left off. You were talking about how expensive it was to bowl.
Yeah, $22. It's fucking expensive. And so, anyway, I bought the second hour. Well, the problem was my wrist was getting tired at that point. You know, really? Because after an hour of doing mm-hmm. anything with your wrist, it's going to get mm-hmm. kind of
Wait. Remind me what you do for extra cash again?
I was getting a little...
Wait. Remind me what you do for extra cash. Isn't there a lot of wrist action going on there for, you know, an hour and a half?
Yeah. Apparently, I need to practice some more. So...
Okay. Excellent.
He started creeping up on my total score. So
yes.
I was trying to, you know, grin cheap. And whatever, you know, it was all fine. But I was really, and then I get kind of, I do worse because I get stressed out because I'm losing, you know, and it was just not good. So he ended up beating me, if you take total points for the entire 2 hours, by 20 points. It was fine.
By 22. I mean, so he beat you by 22 points.
He beat me by 20 points. Yes.
Excellent. So I just wanted to just take this moment, you know, Stephen.
Yes.
What did you do this week? You know, because we've now said what we've done this week. What did you do this week?
I do a whole lot. No, I listened to your last show.
Excellent. That is an excellent use of time.
And I was confused by some things that Adam
said.
Wait.
We have some confusion from our last show. Well, let's work that together in some kind of let's see. What would we call that? We would call that. That means I just hit the wrong button, but go ahead. No, Stephen. So what are your problems? Adam, I think you might want to pay attention to this. What were your problems with the previous version of the former episode of, yes, go ahead.
Well, Adam said that he went and saw two movies last week.
Adam went and saw two movies, and clearly Adam does not have enough money to bowl, much less see two movies. Is that your problem?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think he knew who was in them.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I see. So this, what you're trying to tell me then is that when Adam went and saw Magic Mike with Chris Hemsworth in it, that was a completely different Magic Mike than anyone else in the world had seen.
That is definitely true, yes.
Right. Adam?
Well, who's in that fucking movie?
So you thought the Mighty Thor was in Magic
it's
Mike.
It's the dude from... He was Captain America, right?
No. That's Chris Evans. Again,
oh,
not
Chris,
in the movie.
It's last names. Whatever.
But still, he wasn't
in the movie either. Channing Tatum was in that movie.
Oh, him. Yes. Channing,
and wait. Now, I take offense to that because you said normally I think Chris Hemsworth is a really good actor, but not in this film, which by now the mathematical property of substitution, you're saying you think Channing Tatum was... You think
really?
Channing Tatum was a good actor? Really? You think Channing Tatum is a good actor? Can you name something that he was a good actor in?
I don't know. You know, I really liked 21 Jump Street. He's hot. He was good. I thought he was funny in 21 Jump Street. I don't know what else he's been in. So,
and the chat room is pointing out, Adam, that you are not clicking on Steven when he talks.
Oh, I forgot I have to do that.
Yes.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Just go ahead and click on Steven now. So, Steven, apparently, go ahead. What was your
and
other
then
problem?
The other one is you said Lindsay Lohan was in The Amazing Spider-Man.
She was. She cleaned up her
I
act.
I know.
Is what
it was
Adam
Emily
said that she cleaned up her act and that she somehow remained sober long enough to do a great job in Spider-Man.
What was that name, Adam?
You know, I don't know who was in it, but I did.
No. You just said a name, though. What was the name that you just said?
Emily something or other.
Emily
or...
Dickinson. Was it Emily Dickinson?
No. I did.
Emma
after...
Stone.
Huh?
Emma Stone.
Oh,
Emma
see, Stone. I was close. Right. Emma. Look, I didn't realize I had made a mistake with Magic Mike, but I did realize it was Chris something or other. But I did realize after we recorded when I was looking up something online, I did realize that I got the wrong chick for Spider-Man, but
yes,
she looks a little, she looks to me like Lindsay Lohan.
I can understand how that one works, but still totally different actors.
And evidently there are like five Chrises that are all hot that act right now, because I just got them all blurred and confused, or at least two. Chris Evans.
None of them were in that movie.
Oh, and then it was Channing. That's right.
And I covered this on the other podcast. So I just want to cover this with the chat room here. See, the reason that Steven doesn't automatically show up when he talks is because he's here. See, like this. That's my hand right there. See, so he's like sitting right over here. And so he's coming in through my mixer, which means that he's coming in through my sound channel. So the Google Plus Hangout thinks that it's me talking because the sound is coming through here. And the way we overcome that is that the producer of the show, DI Plus news director, he has to manually focus Steven. And so he's doing a really bad job.
I completely forgot that I had to do that. I've slept since that.
I'm not done with Steven yet. So get ready to focus back to him. So the other thing, Steven, is I can't help but notice that there is something different about your face. Something different. Yes. I can't quite put my face on. I mean, can't I put my finger on it. So you normally have the little Amish. Goatee. What did we call that thing? Does anyone know?
Chin beard.
Goatee. Chin beard. We'll just
is it a soul
beard.
Patch?
No, he
no,
has like
soul
a soul
patch. Is just a little thing under your lip, right. Which I do technically have to, but I believe it's just referred to as a goatee.
Right. I know what we call it around here.
So why did you shave? What's going on? Did you change religions? Are you now a Quaker?
No.
Oh, good.
No, I had an interview-ish thing. That at a place that did not allow facial hair, so I had to shave it all off.
Do you at any point in time feel such abject hatred towards a monarch that you might commit regicide? Because that would imply that you were a Puritan.
No, I don't think there's any monarchs right now that I'm particularly peeved at.
All right, there is one for me, and that's from watching Once Upon a Time.
Yes.
Because that evil Queen Regina bitch. Totally regicide on her.
Well, if we were to try and commit regicide, we know where to hide. So
we would. We would hide at the Rock. Anyway, so that was so Steven has gone and applied for a job that does not allow for facial hair.
Correct.
So he had to shave it off.
So is there an update on that?
Yeah. Do we have an update on it?
I haven't heard anything yet.
Excellent.
If I do hear anything, it'll be by the end of this coming week.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I thought you were going to say by the end of the episode.
If you need it, I will give you a recommendation, and I won't fart at a urinal. I promise.
Wait. What kind of recommendation? You mean you're going to be a reference for him?
Right.
Well, but what? Maybe this is them. Maybe this is who you interviewed with calling right now. Hello.
Hello, this is Tom from Houston calling the Dubious Intent Plus Celebrity Death Line.
Now, is Tom from Houston, I don't recognize that name. Is he a new caller?
Well, maybe you should play the rest of the voicemail.
No, I'm just saying, is he a new caller? I don't recognize it. Do you remember ever getting a call from? If so, welcome, Tom from Houston.
First time caller.
Oh, I see.
And Ernest Borgnine has died. So I don't know if I'm the first caller or not, but in any case, I will see you in Vegas. Bye.
Oh, so Tom from Houston will be a Thomas from Houston. Sorry. Will be in Houston.
He will. He will be moving there and living there.
He'll be in Vegas, is what I was trying to say. So there you go. And by the way, Thomas, just, you know, not to... Oh, no, it says Tom. Wait, what was it? Was it Thomas or Tom?
He said Tom.
Hello, this is Tom from Houston.
From Houston. All right, so Tom, I just want to let you know that the phrase is... first time caller, long time listener, not first time caller, Ernest Borgnine's dead. Because although you might want to try that, you know, so I would like to put out a challenge here to the entire podosphere. If you'd like to call the BFO and just start it, if you need a way to start your phone call, just say, yes, big fatty, first time caller, Ernest Borgnine is dead, and then go right into whatever you were going to say.
You say, first time caller.
Yes. Like yes.
My cat's name is Mitten.
And Ernest Borgnine is dead. So, Tom from, you know, it's sad when you have to do this to a first-time caller, but... sorry.
So, I actually wasn't finished.
I'm sorry.
So, I'm going to go back.
The chat room is just evil there. No, Pluto is clearly giving a ride to Perry the Platypus across the Connecticut River.
You know, there's a story about a frog giving a scorpion a ride. It's like a parable.
Yes,
and
it
he
is.
Promises that he's not gonna do anything bad, and then they get halfway out.
You don't even know the fucking story, do you?
They get about halfway out.
He
into
goes, no,
the
frog says, no, I will not give you a ride across the river because as soon as we get out there, you're going to sting me in the back and then I'm going to die. And the scorpion says, hey, why would I do that? If I were to do that, then we would both drown and we'd both die. So what would be the point in that? And then the frog is like, oh, that sounds really good. So I'll give you a ride across. And then he goes halfway across the river. The scorpion like buries a stinger in the back of the frog and kills him or starts coming. And as the frog starts to die, he goes, why did you do that? And the scorpion's like, I'm a Republican.
No, I think Auntie Vera has it correct. It's my nature.
I like my
So I quickly, so we went to for, I one other thing I want to say, as you get older, because you're the older on the show,
I'm the oldest person on the show.
I do want to ask you a question.
Yes.
As you get older, does it become harder and harder to do events all day long without just being
actually they make pills that keep it from harder and
not
harder. I'm sorry. What to do what all day long?
Well, Mittens, as it were, wants to schedule things like all day long. Like 4th of July, we had to, you know, get up and go to breakfast and then cook and then go to a movie and then go to a barbecue and then have fun. By the end of the day, I thought I was literally, I needed like 5 days worth of sleep. And then Saturday, yes, you know, we had to, he already had plans. By the time we decided we were going to go bowling, he had dinner plans for us that night. I was like, oh my God, I need some like breathing time. I think I really am getting old. But we went to dinner.
Were you asking me a question?
Well, you can answer. Yeah, go ahead.
No,
it was more rhetorical.
That just has to do with you being a pansy.
It could be. I've never been one that can party and do things for long periods of time. I need to recharge.
You have to adapt. Right? So like, here's the thing. Like when Robert and I go and do something in New York City, it's not like we can just run back to the apartment. We're there all day. We're going to do stuff all day long. Like when we go, you know, doing stuff around town. When we walk, we don't drive anywhere here in New Haven. That's kind of our rule. So like when we go eat or whatever, we walk. So
right,
we walk to a restaurant, it's a mile away. Well, then when you leave, you got a mile walk to go back.
That's part of the reason that last year at Pride 48, I didn't have anyone else in my room because I need those breaks where I can rest and then be all energetic, you know, and bouncy as I normally am.
You know what? You keep trying to like cover the, everyone is aware of the fact that you have that oxygen tent thing.
Right.
You,
I have to. No,
yeah, the elephant man's bones and stuff, and you sleep with them in the oxygen tent.
My makeup starts to wear off and I have to go, it starts to melt and I have to go back and redo everything. So we went over to some friend's house for like a potluck dinner.
A potluck dinner.
And yes, they wanted to watch a movie afterwards. Well, all of
now,
his
this
friends.
Was this a Filipino potluck
yes.
dinner?
Yes. So
were there dogs involved in any of the food?
No.
Okay.
They ate a lot of pork.
They don't eat, but they eat a lot of cat.
No.
Pork.
Pork. So their food's actually pretty good. So after the dinner, they wanted to watch a movie. And we had been out all day. And I was thinking he and I were just going to go home and watch Once Upon a Time on Netflix or Hulu or whatever. And, you know, rest and, you know, have some alone time. But no, he wanted to stay for the movie. Well, the movie is a Filipino movie.
What? It was a Filipino movie.
In?
Because it was called the Happy Lucky Joy Beaver film?
No. It was a horror movie, apparently, but I don't know because
the Happy Lucky Killing Beaver
film. I do not speak Tagalog, which is their language. And so he's like, oh, don't worry about it. We'll put on the subtitles. So then they go, oh, wah, wah, no subtitles in this movie.
Did they really say wah, wah?
No,
that would
but
be awesome.
That's what was playing in my head.
Because that would be kind of like a cross-cultural reference there. And then it would be like, you know, look at us with our internationalism.
And I think I got a little passive aggressive because.
Really?
Yeah. Because
I cannot
like,
imagine that.
Because I was like, no, no, it's fine. We can stay. No big deal. I'll just work on the Pride 48 website on my phone. You know, and as I sit there trying to make it look as difficult as possible, and he's like, oh, are you really going to work on that on your phone? I'm like, yeah, yeah, don't worry about it. You know, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. And then he says, if you're really going to be uncomfortable, we could go. I'm like, no, no, you want to watch the movie. It's fine. It's fine. You know, and then about 20 minutes into
actually,
the
that's
movie,
not even called being passive aggressive. That's just called being a douche.
So, and then about 20 minutes into the movie, I remembered that I hadn't fed Katie. And so I'm like, you know, I'm just going to go feed Katie and let her out and then I'll come back. you know, and so I do that and I come back and the movie still has like an hour left to go. And so then I think the most passive aggressive thing is I just laid my head down on the table and slept while he was finishing this. And he's like, and when he saw that I was sleeping, he looked over and he's like, we can really go if you're, you know, he's like, I know you don't understand. I'm like, no, finish the movie.
Well, maybe this is him calling right now. Oh, by the way, there's a bunch of questions in the chat room you should probably read while we answer this phone call. Hello, yes.
Hi, this is Larry, also known as Eastledge.
Yes.
It turns out that Ernest Borgnine
Ernest
has passed away at the ripe age of 95.
95.
Holy shit. Who can imagine living that long?
I can.
Well, he had a good life. He had a great career. Well, except for that whole werewolf thing. I mean, honestly. Well, anyways, y'all have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You know what? Airwolf provided him with a valuable paycheck. I mean, he'd already won an Academy Award. He'd already proven everything he needed. Why wouldn't he take that? It's like, hey, here's some free money for showing up and doing a really, you know, easy job. So sorry, Q-Sledge. No, you were not the first. Oh, excuse me. Not the first caller, but I just wanted to say, who could imagine living to... I had to let that catch up. Who could imagine living the eight? Is that really? Have you never
95.
Watched the Today Show? Have you never seen Willard Scott like tell all those people every morning, you know, look at her, she's 112. It's like,
yeah, I was going to say
95 is not that old.
There are 112-year-old women out playing tennis, you know.
My grandmother, my mother's mother, died when she was 94. And she died in her sleep. I mean, she wasn't sick or anything. She wasn't infirm. She wasn't in a nursing home. She was out running around with the rest of them. She was out shopping and doing stuff and driving. And she was alert till the day she died. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like 95 is not mean, infirm and feeble.
So I will end this long story by saying everything was fine. Just if anybody was wondering, everything was fine. We went home and we watched Once Upon a Time and it was all great. I have to say, though, not only do I not understand the language, but Filipino movies are the most god-awful. I mean, maybe there are good ones.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick.
Did anyone email us that they wanted to sponsor a segment?
No.
The I Plus Technology segment is brought to you by absolutely no one, because no one gives a shit. Yes, what are we doing? We don't actually have a technology segment. I just wanted to make you stop telling that story. So let's just get back over here to the chat room here. So the chat room would like to know, Adam, if you keep your hat on sideways when you and Mitten make the beast with two backs.
No.
No. Excellent. And let's see. Can you say a few sentences without using the word lichen in it?
Apparently not. You know, I think that one of my skills is using the word like.
You didn't use like in any of those.
I'm going to embrace it.
There you go. And Steven from Wisconsin, who I haven't seen in a while. I don't know where he's at. He wants to know if much like Odo from DS9, that you have to return to your bucket occasionally.
Right.
Your solitary bucket?
I do.
And that's why you spent so much time in the sauna last year at the Luxor.
Oh, someone wants to know if I'm going bald under the hat. Absolutely. Yes. 100%. I've been going bald since I was 18. And
that was like 2 years ago.
The main reason I wear the hat is because I think I'm cuter in the hat, but it also helps hide the more and more thin spot.
You know, Patrick Stewart tells this lovely story back when he played the part of Gurney Halleck in the movie Dune. He was going bald here, but he was still insisted on growing the really long hair down the back and whatnot. And he was at a dinner party, as he tells the story. He was at a dinner party, and his friends literally held him down in the chair and cut off his hair in the back and said, "God damn it, Patrick, you're going bald. Live with it." And then that's you can take whatever moral you want.
Well, I will say. Cut me off.
The DI Plus technology segment brought to you by Hair Club for Men. It looks completely natural, even when wet.
Where was the technology in that? You have to fucking cut me off every time I'm about to touch. Look.
My shtick.
I'm never going to shave my head like some of those people who give
Jesus
up.
Jesus Christ, will you play the news? Play the news.
I'm not. I'm not going to give up.
Play the news. Play the news. I like it.
And I appreciate the comments that I look great. You just can't see the back is the problem.
DI Plus news segment is brought to you by the chat room. When nobody else will support Adam, they will.
Sometimes they're really, I really appreciate the support. A Philadelphia man took road rage to a whole new level when he pulled a crossbow on another driver during Tuesday rush hour.
Why is he driving around with a crossbow? Is that another one of those hard-hitting, stupid questions that I might ask?
I don't know. According to police, Kenneth Butterworth, he began driving erratically, weaving in and out of traffic when another driver changed lanes. The driver, whose name was not released, then honked his horn. When the driver of the other vehicle got in front of Butterworth's Dodge Stratus, Butterworth changed lanes and pulled out a crossbow and pointed at him. The driver called 911.
So wait. So Tom, what was his name?
What? Butterworth.
What was his first name?
His first name was Kenneth.
Kenneth Buttersworth. So
Butterworth.
Any idea what his mother's name was?
I think her name was Mrs. Butterworth.
Mrs. Buttersworth?
Yeah. How come you taste so good?
Well, my syrup is very thick and rich.
Thick and rich?
Just watch. See how the leading syrup just runs over this stack? While
yes.
Mrs. Butterworth takes her own sweet dive.
It's in
now,
slow
my
motion.
It's got to be thick to pour this slowly. Truth is, Mrs. Butterworth is twice as thick as the other syrup. Thick and rich and...
Mrs. Butterworth, I love you.
Oh.
You know, my syrup is thick and rich as well.
Really? Does it take twice as long to pour as other syrups?
It does. It
Excellent.
Does.
So go ahead. So what did Kenneth eat? Kenneth, who had a crossbow.
Well, Butterworth was arrested and charged with...
You know, it makes complete sense now because a crossbow would take about twice as long to fire as a gun. Like a bullet of a gun would travel much faster than the crossbow. So he was just keeping true to his name. He was using the death delivery method that would take longer to arrive.
So he was charged with felony aggravated assault, but police could not confirm whether he was still being held in jail at the time of this story.
Excellent. Oh, shit. Excellent.
You had the sound effect earlier. So whenever there you go.
Yeah.
Whenever I've watched video of myself on TV, I think I look shifty-eyed. I'm asked a question, and my eyes dart away from the camera into which I've been told to look. At the time, I don't know why I'm doing that, but I am. Psychology professor Howard something or other.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you reading a news story? Or are you talking like, relating a story?
Yeah, the people who wrote this.
Oh, okay.
Were,
okay.
But, you know, excellent. Since I'm a celebrity, it could
go
be
ahead.
Me.
No, that's fine.
So anyway. This guy has been studying eye movement since the 1970s. In a recent
that is the greatest fucking gig ever in the history of the world. What do you do for I study eye movement.
In a recent article in Current Directions in Psychological Science, he reviewed some of his work, including recent findings, and argued there's robust evidence that I'm not being shifty-eyed at all. I'm just thinking. So he says there's no way to prove this is universal. The doctor says, but I can say that you can see it just by looking at people on TV and in interviews. I'm convinced it's universal. He's referring to saccades or something like that, rapid eye movements that disengage the focus of one's vision when moving down and away from.
I'm sorry, aren't you basically just explaining the plot of Lie to Me?
Basically, so the
on the USA Network, isn't this pretty much like, I want a job studying eye movements.
So basically this story, to boil it down, this doctor is saying rather than us thinking shifty-eyed people are lying or are untrustworthy,
yes,
or might be those people that might rob you in the come and go or whatever it was that you were talking about earlier,
yes,
that they're actually just thinking. So
right.
They're just full of thought.
I don't think it's worth it. Oh, okay. Tried pushing it earlier. It didn't work.
Oh, very good. So that was a live Murloc that he has in a cage. Right. A judge called a Hawaii attorney convicted of harassment a, quote, dirty old man for licking a client's ear.
After, why? I got to know. Why? Why was he licking her ear?
Well, after a bench trial, Kauai attorney Lawrence McCreary, 64, was found guilty of harassment Thursday after a former client testified that while discussing her child custody case last year, he licked the back of her right ear. She said he told...
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
So she said he told her, the 21-year-old woman while touching her arm, "You look so good." And too bad you're married, according to the Kauai prosecuting attorney's office. The woman said he made a, quote, weird sound and hugged her tightly right before the licking.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm taking him to Vegas with me.
So there's your news.
Wait, I'm sorry, my IFB has come out and I can't hear you anymore. Okay.
That was the news, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that was the...
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
In other news,
officers say the woman was seen opening customers' doors at this McDonald's...
I'm sorry, what? You went cocktails on? And cream puffs, what?
In other news, Cocktails and Cream Puffs has been canceled. Tune in next week for more. Yeah.
Tune in next week because we wouldn't want to ruin that this week by reading this card that clearly says, wait, read that next week. Right. DI Plus birthday segment brought to you by Gravitas. When you want to know whose birthday it is, ask the Gaijin.
Why, does he know everyone's birthday?
No, I always know whose birthday it is.
So this next one is a very famous actor.
Is it Vera Charles?
I had no music that I could really play. So this is going to be...
Oh, I do. That one? Is it Vera Charles?
No.
Oh,
this is
Vera
going
Charles.
To be... talking. So
it's going to be talking. It's going to be the opposite of talking.
It's going to
opposite
be
of singing. It'll be talking.
Here we go.
Could you auto-tune it?
Walter!
Oh, thank God. It's you. Thank God. Oh.
All right, stop. Stop right there. Stop.
Walter?
So, is it the guy or the girl?
It's the guy.
That's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it's my favorite movie that Tom Hanks is in. What movie is that?
I have no fucking clue what movie that is. Steven?
No.
Mr. Mom?
Okay, what if I say he's fallen through the floor?
Oh, The Money Pit.
Yes.
Okay.
I love that movie.
You couldn't find... Tom Hanks has been on television since he was a embryo. You could not find, over the past 70 years of his theatrical works, any case of him singing something.
I'm sure he has, but I could not think of anything off the top of my head that would be music or theme song-ish that would be relatable to him.
Bosom Buddies? I don't know what theme song
says. Space goes down, down, baby, down on a roller coaster. Sweet, sweet, baby, sweet, sweet, let me go. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop, shimmy, shimmy, rock. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop, shimmy, shimmy, rock. I met a girlfriend in a Triscuit. She said a Triscuit biscuit, ice cream, soda pop, vanilla on the top. Ooh, Shalita, walking down the street 10 times a week.
See?
Well.
It was a simple YouTube search of Tom Hanks singing.
It doesn't always have to be music anyway. So Tom Hanks turned 56 years old.
56 years? No, he's older than that.
That's what it says.
He's got to be older than that. He looks like shit for 56.
So I have two for this next one. So listen to the first one and then I'll play the next one. That's usually how it goes.
All right.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's
this
a
car 54.
Child who sits to an idle wild.
Car 54, where are you?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So here is the next one.
Yes. Oh. This is the theme to the Munsters.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So what you're wanting to know is the actor that was in both of those.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We have a massive thunder outside of our door here. And, either that or a jet just exploded. it's still going on. So it's going to be, it's not Fred Gwynne. No, it's Car 54 was the grandpa. So it was the guy that played grandpa in the Monsters. He was in Car 54. Where are you?
I think you might should go back to your first inclination.
Okay, it was Fred Gwynne. So it was Fred Gwynne that was in both of them.
Yes. Chat room is cheating because they're giving you answers. So don't look at the chat room.
I thought that I was right and they were wrong. I thought Grandpa was it. Well, what show was Grandpa in before he was in the Munsters?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Excellent.
Fred Gwynne is...
Wait. I'm being told by someone who would know, so was Al. So I'm assuming that that's the Grandpa. Al.
Oh, well, he wasn't one of the main characters in Car 54.
I'm correct. They were both in it.
Well,
he was like a dispatcher or something. Anyway, it's okay.
He wasn't the guy who sat opposite Fred Gwynne in the car.
It doesn't matter.
Know.
It wasn't his birthday. That's all you got to say. He's not the one that's having a birthday.
And
so.
Yes, chat room, you are correct. Fred Gwynne has been dead for quite some time. But if he weren't dead, he would be 86 years old.
86 years old. That's younger than Willard Scott.
He died in his 60s. He was relatively young. But I couldn't pass that up. I love the Munsters theme. And Car 54, excellent. I mean, hello. All right. This next one has two as well. And the clue on this one is the 1, 2, 3, 4 at the beginning.
Yes.
And there are a bunch of naked, half-naked guys dancing around. Nobody?
Oh, is this the shitty American version of Queer as Folk theme song?
I love the American version, but yes, it is Queer as Folk.
The British version of Queer as Folk was 10 million.
You know,
times
I don't think so. I own both. And I don't
it
like
really
the
depends
British.
On which one you saw first, because the British one was just better written.
I saw the British one first, and I liked the American one better.
Well, that's just because you have no taste.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead, please.
So the next one, this person is on both of these shows, or has been. So here's the next one.
This is Desperate Housewives. So this is, what's his name? It's the worst actor in the entire fucking universe.
Yes,
the guy
actually
that played Brian.
That's his name, actually. Worst actor in the entire fucking universe.
Steven has it. Who is it?
Harold
Gale is what I'm going to go with.
Well, you got it backwards. His name is Gale Harold.
No, well, Steven was listing him in alphabetical order. So it was Harold, Gale.
I love the American version of Queer as Folk and whatever. Maybe it's because I think they're all hotter than the British actors but anyway,
all right. No, wait. We can't go on. We just have to solve this real quick. So I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I'm reading it currently, so I have not. No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, the actor that played Lord Baelish on the TV show is the same actor that played Stuart in Queer as Folk, the British version, which was Stuart was the equivalent of Brian in the American one.
Yeah, I like.
And the thing is that Stuart was not exactly like, he wasn't like a classic model, good looks kind of a guy. But when he walked into, he owned the fucking room. It was just like, he oozed sex. He was just incredible. It was so much more sensual and awesome. You totally bought the fact that he could walk into a club and get anyone he wanted. Whereas the cardboard Brian in the American version, I wouldn't have gone home with him.
Well, I might indeed have bad taste, but I will say that normally I would choose British versions because I really have a thing for, if anyone knows me, they know that I have a thing for British people and I lived over there. But in this case, I just happen to like the American version better. So whatever, call me what you will.
I will. I will call you whatever. This is the theme over there, the British theme. So you should play it. Much better. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, yes. So much better. Okay. Here's another one that I chose not to play music for because you would have raked me over the coals for playing this theme song for the 5 millionth time.
Oh,
so you're going to have to get this
person. Is it somebody from Full House?
it's not.
It's Uncle Jesse. Oh, okay.
No. You'll know this person's. And this is actually a very funny. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Dentists tell you not to pick your teeth
with
any
Bill
sharp
Cosby
metal object.
Yeah. Oh, you.
Then you sit in their chair. And the first thing they grab is an iron hook.
That is so funny.
And then they make fudge with the Jell-O pudding pop.
I love his dentist bit, and when he talks about and they use the antiseptic and you can't talk and you have spit running. Anyway, very funny routine.
He should make a cartoon character that just talks that way.
Okay, but it's very funny. So Bill Cosby, yes, it is Bill Cosby's birthday, or it was. And
I'm so sorry. Hold on just a second, Adam. I got to get this. It looks like an international call.
Yeah, hi, guys. Artie Cruiser here.
Artie Cruiser.
Ernie Borgnine, dead.
Did he just say Trudy Borgnine?
He said Ernie.
Yeah, hi, guys. Artie Cruiser here. Ernie Borgnine, dead. I must be the winner. He's still warm, I'm sure. Bye.
Right. Yes.
Ernie Borgnine.
Ernie. He knows him so well, he just calls him Ernie.
Right.
He's Oh, yeah, Ernie. Yeah, good old Ernie. Yeah. Should have asked Vera if we could have borrowed that name dropping sound from
name dropping.
You don't listen to her show. It's okay. So sorry.
Like, I totally take offense to, like, you saying that I don't, like, listen to her. I don't watch
her
show.
Whatever. It's a sound effect she uses occasionally. She hasn't used it in quite a long time. It's a sound effect she uses on her show when she talks about someone like a star.
So
it's
Bill
a name
Cosby.
Dropping. No, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Is 75 years old.
Like, as old as a Jell-O pudding pop.
Wow, that's an old jelly. Okay, here, jelly? Anyway,
jelly.
Here's the
jelly
next one.
Jelly pudding pie.
Hi, everybody. In the next 3 minutes,
Richard
we're going
to
work hard.
Yes.
Work out and get you fit to fly. Let's go.
He's just way too excited.
Richard Simmons, he is not looking so hot. You know,
is he selling a, did I hear that name correctly? He's selling a video called Fist of Fury?
No, it's called Fit to Fly.
Oh, fit.
And it has,
it's like his own martial arts program. Richard Simmons, Fist of Fury.
You know, they're dancing around in a plane, and all the dance moves have to do with, like, the seatbelt light coming on and the flight attendant coming by and bring, I don't know. Richard Simmons turned 64 years old.
Excellent.
Yeah. Looking every bit of it. Anyway, so here's our next one.
Oh, Indiana Jones.
That is Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Are you saying it would be Indiana Jones's birthday?
Oh, I don't know. If we're going to go, then we'd have to go with Harrison Ford.
It is Harrison Ford, who's married to Ally McBeal, by the way.
Ford is married to
Calista Flockhart. Anyway.
He didn't have anything to do with those lips, did he? Because that's just a tragedy. Tragedy? That's just a tragedy.
No, you know, that is indeed why they're married, because he thought she had the DSL. So Harrison Ford turned 70 years old.
70 years? Does that make Calista Flockhart 72?
No, she's much younger than him.
Oh, okay.
She is. Here's our last one, unless somebody can...
Hey, hey, hey! It's the Fat Albert Halloween Special!
I'm going to say that's Bill Cosby.
Unless someone can pull up the Pride 48 birthdays really quickly, this is going to be our last one.
Gotcha covered.
So here is our last one.
Yes.
Roger.
Star Trek.
Okay, let me... It's
Trek, but it's the one that Spock does the voiceover.
No.
Oh, that's Star Trek Next Generation. Yes.
Okay, so let me play this.
Well,
so
actually, Star Trek Next Generation, it was used as a TV show, but in the movies, actually, that was the theme used for Star Trek, the original thing. And that voice that you're playing right there is Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, it's... Anyway, we'll stop there. He says T, Old Grey, Hot, or however he says that. Yes, it is Patrick Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
And Patrick Stewart is 72 years old.
72 fabulous years old. Excellent.
So those are all the famous people. So now,
right,
what about
the... We've got some Pride 48 birthdays
right,
here.
I was
going to
say,
very,
what about the
very,
non-famous people?
No, these are very famous folks that we have here in the Pride 48 birthday. But I believe Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone is got a birthday coming up here.
Oh, happy birthday.
I don't remember when, but I know it's coming up. And also, this is one from one of the podcasting elders. August 10th is Big Fatty's birthday. So you might want to, if you need an idea of something that you want to send to Big Fatty, because he's given so much to the community. He really likes cats. So any kind of thing with cats on it, you know, like shirts. No, well, the card, you want to make sure you fill the card with glitter so that when he opens it, because he's got the arthritis thing, you know, when he opens it, he kind of like, it'll spring out. It'll be kind of like a little celebration there. It'll make him feel good. Michael Fine in the chat room is telling me that August 9th is Wesley Stone's birthday. So there you go. You know, you get a twofer birthday there. You could send a kitten to Big Fatty and send, earbuds to Wesley Pythagoras Stone.
Now, I do want to say it's not my birthday, but all of these podcasters do this whole, you know, 30 days before their birthday, they're letting people know so they can send them presents and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. My birthday. Mm-hmm. I have never gotten any attention
when
for
is your
my
birthday.
Birthday.
When
and
is your,
I am
birthday?
A famous podcaster.
When is your birthday?
My birthday is August 17th.
August 17th is Adam Burns' birthday, and if you would like to send Adam's a present, you can drop him something to our P.O. Box. It's P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 9163.
Now, don't be giving them Auntie Vera's P.O. Box.
65. Well, I'm sure he'll forward it on to us. That's how we can weed out the anthrax and stuff.
So, I don't know how you can get things to me, but I would really like that real
touch.
What
do you mean you don't know how you can get to? No, but that's your problem. Now you've taken that I have gotten birthday presents from the kind listeners before. By the way, thank you guys very much. Ask for things that are practical, like an Amazon gift card or something like that, like a $5 Amazon gift card. That's easy. That's it. You don't immediately hit them with, I want the real skin thing at $6,000 and it has to be molded after my penis.
You know,
it's that's no one's going to buy you that.
That's a good idea, actually. If you all collectively get me $5 or $10 or more Amazon gift cards, I could purchase it myself.
I like how you threw in the and more. $5, $10 or more.
What, you know,
and if
whatever.
You send in 50, we'll send you this attractive tote bag.
Right. I have operators standing by.
Operators are standing by. Anyway, those were our birthdays. Happy birthday to
happy birthday.
Excellent.
That didn't work out as well as I thought. I was going
to
switch.
Because you don't know how to count.
No, I was going to switch back and forth between you and I, but you were going to do three and I was going to do two. And then,
you're not that coordinated. Yeah.
It's not. It's actually, it doesn't switch that fast. So.
Excellent. Well, you know what? We do have a tremendous amount of contact this week. I'm very excited about this.
I know. Me too. I can't wait.
Thank God, you know, we didn't have a lot of people die this week. And so we actually get people to just call in, you know, just regular, just to say hi, just to, you know, see how we're doing and everything like that. I'm sure that this is a lovely phone call. Let's just go to it right now, shall we? Hello.
Well, hello, Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. I'm so behind on listening to your maker's show.
We haven't heard from you forever. Oh, goodness. Right.
But I wanted to call you because John Cornelius died. Oh, it's so sad. He was the host of that Soul Train. Oh, such a good show. I'm sure no one is called, though. Okay. Kisses, Celebrity Death Phone.
Excellent. Yes,
bye.
That was the incomparable Miss Donna Sugars there. Thank you very much, Donna Sugars.
Yes, thank you.
Let's actually get to some real contact here. Let's go to another. That was, by the way, that was the last of our Celebrity Death calls for the week. So that was a joke. Here's our first real phone call of the week.
Hello, my darlings. I know. Adam, darling, I know you were so like, weren't you listening? I'm so sorry.
I am. Yes.
I'm getting caught up. I will be caught up by today. But I was listening to two of your a few shows back here, and two shows in a row, Daniel gets into the conversation of audio quality.
Yes.
And I am always trying to improve the audio quality of my show.
Yes.
So I am taking him up on his offer, and I am offering up a Big Silly Homo. You can find it at BigSillyHomo.com.
Where?
And I'm just hoping that you can tell me, is there anything that I'm doing? I use the compressor, and I use a noise remover on the Audacity, but maybe a Levelator 2 would help. I don't know. Right. So I'm offering that show up to the audio god.
I'm searching it right now.
Well, plus it's a shameless plug for my show. Okay.
Right. What was that again?
Guys.
Big.
I got up today, Adam, and I will call many more times just to tell you how much I love these shows. Okay. Bye, guys. Kisses.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much, Mr. Oh, apparently, Robert has walked in and is throwing boxes around some because now suddenly there's cats in here. So I've now put that on my traveling device, which is my phone. Of course, I do have the Big Silly Homo over on my computer, which is not things that I sync in my car. So this is my traveling companion, my Galaxy Nexus. So I have now put Big Silly Homo on there. I will listen to it and stay tuned. Stay tuned for feedback.
I believe forthwith. You will listen to it forthwith.
I will listen to it post-haste. No, I'll listen to it on the way into work tomorrow. All right, so thank you very much, Donna. We know we've really missed you. And let's get to our next caller, shall we? Here we go.
Well, hello, boys.
Oh, dear
heavens. It's Donna Sugars again.
Donna.
I am
Sugars.
Almost completely caught up with your shows. Adam, don't put your wrist or anything. I love you. I promise I'm almost caught up. I'll never get behind again. Okay.
Right, yes.
So I had a few comments because... apparently it's important.
what?
My big one was to RT Cruiser. How the fuck would I have known or cared who designed the costumes for Dynasty? Like, I love the queens from Dynasty, but I was born in 1981. So I was watching, like, the fucking Care Bears and shit like that. I was not watching Dynasty at 1 year old.
Maybe if we knew who they designed
a queen.
Their things.
Oh, and speaking of queens, Adam, how dare you assume that queens listen to that crappy music that Stater plays. I don't listen to that kind of music. I love my cunty dance remixes.
There you go.
Get it right.
Wait, did she say country dance?
No, cunty. Cunty.
Tacky music.
Cunty.
Well, okay.
All right.
Kisses.
Right.
Bye.
Wow, Donna got a lot of cats all of a sudden.
No, that's us. Robert has come home and came in to deliver something. And in the meantime, he has broken the barrier between the hallway and the rest of the apartment, which is what was keeping the cats out. So now the cats are here, and he shut the door. Stephen, could you go down the hallway and let her out? I'll just mute you there for a second.
They are having none of this show.
They will have none of it. All right. Excellent. So thank you so much, Donna. It was so nice of her to call. That was two different... if you count the death phone, that was three different calls right in a row. That's amazing. Thank you so much. Let's go to our next phone call, though, shall we? Let's go to,
Well, hello.
Oh, my
boys.
Goodness.
Oh, it's Donna Sugars. I promise. Last time I'll bother you this week. Oh, darling.
Is it?
Adam.
Yes.
You need to leave Daniel alone. Now, when America's Got Talent was here in Los Angeles,
yes.
I was on the waiting list for tickets every year.
There you go.
I've seen America's Got Talent, So You Think You Can Dance. Dancing with the Stars. Oh, goodness, I've done all the shows. It's a lot of fun, darling. It's not so much about being a fanatic, it's just really wanting to be and see how it all works.
Right, exactly.
It's a fantastic experience. So, Daniel, you're going to have a blast. It's going to be so much fun.
Actually,
darling Adam, you want to be a fact checker? Of all jobs to have, you want to be a fact checker?
Yes.
If I could be anything, I'd want to be a personal shopper. Or a professional video game tester. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm very good at that. Mm-hmm. But a fact checker?
darling. Mm-hmm. That's what your Surrey button is for. Well, kisses, darling.
Wait, bye. Surrey?
Siri. Siri.
It sounded like she said Surrey. Like, isn't that Madonna's child or something?
Right. Yeah. Well, no, it's Tom Cruise.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Kid,
I think. Okay.
And that makes sense. You know, Scientology, that's probably who you would ask. It's like, Surrey. Dear Surrey, please tell me. No, so the thing is, you know, if my job of choice would, of course, as I already said earlier, would be to document people's eye movements, because that would be awesome. Excellent. So should we go to the next phone call?
Absolutely.
All right, Stephen, you feeling good about the next phone call? I muted you because you were letting cats out. Sorry. What would you say?
I said, sure.
Excellent. All right. Let's. The chances of it being Donna Sugars again.
It can't be.
Slim, yeah, none. Slim. Probably couldn't be Donna Sugars again.
No.
Right. No. All right. Let's go to the phone call now. Hello.
Donna Sugars Overload. Overload. Yeah. I just heard the end of your show when you guys talked about me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to make any, like, super podcasty political, like, statement. I just didn't have iTunes. And that's how I listen to most of my podcasts. And Daniel, don't cringe. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I use iTunes. I downloaded that app that you have, but I keep going over my data limits. But, no, the only reason I comment on on Sauced all the time is because they do a live show on a day that I can listen. Of course, you guys do a live show too on Sundays when I'm at work. So it wasn't because of any like super malevolent thing. I love your guys' podcast. Adam, come down off the building. Okay, don't jump. We still love you. Oi.
Are you all right?
Kisses. Bye.
I'm not going to jump. All this is referring to, I sent a Facebook message to her. Saying, do you still listen? I'm like,
wait, you had to go out of your way to ask someone to call us. No wonder she called us. Like, however many times she called us.
I'm like, you call into Sauced all the time.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right, let's get to our next phone call, shall we? We got quite a few of them.
Adam. Oh goodness, darling. Oh my goodness. I just wanted to. It's Donna Sugars, by the way, darling.
Really? Really?
I was really wondering the other day why there were so many people that were massively signing up to go to the Pride 48 event. I was like, what happened? And there was some weird wave of people that were in a rush to sign up. Now I know. Oh, goodness. I've always wanted to learn how to deep throw properly. Oh, can't wait now.
See?
Now, I wanted to learn about podcasting equipment, and I wanted to learn about proper broadcasting, but no. I want to go to the oral sex demonstration. Mm-hmm. Oh, darlings. Oh, and if you're really good at deep throating big things, my sister is growing these monster zucchinis that are like, they're like a foot and a half long, and they're 8 inches around. Oh, I'm sure you could take it, girl.
Yes.
And I think bottoming is not for everyone, just most people, because it's so wonderful. Darling, maybe put a butt plug in, darling, or
put
something in your ass and then just let it sit there. Like, let yourself loosen up. You know what I think it is?
What?
I think you have a problem with bottoming because you're too uptight.
There you go.
And if you can't relax, how are you going to take a dip? Okay. Well, kisses, darling. Bye.
I want that on a t-shirt. If you can't relax, how are you going to take a dick? I want that on a t-shirt. I think that should be the unofficial Pride 48 slogan this year, which is why I'm not in charge this year and you are. But I'm just going to say, as someone, you know, who can shout suggestions from the sideline, I just want to say that's my suggestion. We should have t-shirts. Pride 48, if you can't relax, how are you going to take a dick? Excellent. We've got two more phone calls here. Let's get to them, shall we? Next phone call. Hello.
Yes. yes. There were
two
gaping holes.
Gaping maws holes.
In the last episode.
Yes.
Diaplus.
Yes.
Number one. And the least important of the two.
No. Oh, okay.
Was that you never played the closing music for Contact.
I know.
I didn't get to hear the lasers.
I know.
But, you know, that's,
I noticed that.
Damn it.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. But you also did not call the BFO as
<didn't. laughs>
you were going to do earlier in the show after Adam revealed
yes.
that
yes.
he is totally caught up and
right.
that Fatty can count on him.
Yes.
In the sense.
Right.
Thank you for not calling. Bye bye now.
You know, we totally forgot to do that. We forgot to do our little call.
We did. We absolutely did. I think, you know what? I think we should.
We should do that. You know what? Now we have to do another one. So, like, we're going to do this once a week. That was going to be our thing all the way up to Pride 48. We're going to do that for a podcast a week. So we owe Big Fatty one, which we will do today. And now we need a second podcast that we're going to call and bestow with our wisdom and wit of a phone call. So who should we call? You know, I think it's only fair if we were to call. Does Donna Sugars have a voicemail line?
Yes.
Does Big Silly Homo have a voicemail
Absolutely.
Line? So
mm-hmm.
I think we should just make that our one that we call. All right, so let's go ahead and call Big Fatty. And there you go. That was our phone call to Big Fatty. You'll have to listen to his show to find out what we said. Actually, well, we got one more phone call to make. Let's make our phone call now to the incomparable Miss Donna Sugars. Excellent. So you need to listen to Big Silly Homo at BigSillyHomo.com to find out what it is. So Adam.
Yes, Daniel.
Jesus Christ. I wanted to, you know, first of all, I wanted to thank you for running all the states of the stations that you've been running for Pride
48. You are welcome.
And, you know, I don't know that I've ever said on this show before, but I'm actually kind of taking a back seat this year. I'm letting you handle a lot of the stuff that I would normally do because, you know, you're co-creator. So it's only fair that you get your chance to have things thrown at you up on stage. So this is your big year to shine at Pride 48. I just had one tiny little, you know, niggling little complaint.
Okay. Go right ahead.
All right. Now, you need to learn how to, all right. Have you ever watched the NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams?
I have, yes.
Okay. Do you ever recall Brian Williams saying in the middle of his newscast, wait, I'm being told by my producer now that the
right.
number is five. Wait. Nope. My producer is now telling me that there were six people that died in the fire. No, you don't, because you see, he takes that information that he's getting fed in his ear and he incorporates it into his, let me just say this. All right, let me just say, Alex Trebek doesn't know the answer to all those fucking questions.
Is that what noise has been in my ear? Like, has that been
yes.
you bugging me?
Alex Trebek does not know the president of Uganda, who is also, an Oscar winning cabaret girl. He doesn't know that. It's on the fucking cards in front of him. So what I'm trying to tell you is when you're running the state of the stations and I'm there giving you information, like typing information and everything, you just need to incorporate it into what you're, you don't say Daniel said this, Daniel said that, because then it's just, then it's just back to me running it.
Right.
I'm just a helpful little producer. You don't have to say what I say. I'm just giving you information and then you can make the editorial decision of whether to use it or not.
I am going to do that from now on.
I'm just saying you need to learn how to, you know, think for yourself and, you know, how to not always say, well, Daniel said this and Daniel said that. You should always, you know.
But mommy, Daniel said.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to work on that.
You need to work on that, so, and you need to work on saying no, because, you know, you don't say no to a lot of things, which is exactly why you ended up being touched by an uncle. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail. Jesus Christ. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Hey, you know what? It's a local call in Fairview, Georgia. Anyway, you can also send us an email. Contact at dubiousintent.com or just go to our website, dubiousintent.com, and blah, blah, blah. So there
Mommy.
You go.
Mommy!
Did you get your shit cleaned up? Because you
it wasn't actually on the console, but yes, okay, I cleaned it up. He touched me. I had a towel. You know, luckily enough, in the studio, I keep towels.
There you go. That's always take a towel. Hey, Stephen, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, talking so
yes.
much, as you always do. And thanks everyone in the chat room for being there. Chop Liver, Gary in Albuquerque, Good Humor, Penguin, Gravitas, Michael C., that Peter G., Paul, Sasha Von Fuckmeyer, and people I forgot. Say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.